Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Hi, this is Mike Pesca with the On Gambling podcast. This time, I'm really stretching the definition of gambling, but we are talking about odds and risk. At issue, an experience that happened to myself and my wife, which is getting an amniocentesis exam to test for Down syndrome. I don't think my wife will mind my revealing her age, and even if she does mind, she never listens to podcasts. She's right under 35, and at 35, doctors say that or recommend that women who are pregnant should get an amniocentesis exam. They could do the genetic testing to see if the fetus will develop Down syndrome. So we went into this knowing that the stated odds were about 1 in 400 of a woman of 35 or a little bit younger having a baby that had Down syndrome. And we decided, well, how would we make our decision? I guess better safe than sorry, 1 in 400, but there was a downside. And the downside is the procedure itself. The stated odds of a miscarriage due to amniocentesis is about 1 in 200, 0.5%. So at this point, we get into the realm where we're trying to make decisions that I don't think the human brain can actually grasp. And I definitely don't think that I'm a guy who deals with stats all the time, who deals with odds all the time. But for the layman, for my wife, it's just trying to decide between two outcomes, the odds of which are very small, and really, how do you weigh the two? How does a person say, geez, the risk of 1 in 400 versus the risk of 1 in 200? It's tough to get your mind around that. What we're doing here is we're saying, okay, what about a 0.03% chance of something pretty bad or a 0.009% chance of something really bad? Oh, and by the way, your definition of what the really bad thing is might be my definition of what the pretty bad thing is. It's so abstract. So I tried to make it more concrete. The chance of Down syndrome, like I said, is 1 in 400 if you're 35. The chance of a miscarriage is 1 in 200. So it would seem that you have a higher chance of a miscarriage. Then you have to say, well, what would be worse to me, having a fetus that has the genes for Down syndrome or actually having a miscarriage? You have to take your own fertility into account. You have to take, you know, maybe think about what you would do with the information if your fetus had Down syndrome. But things get trickier because when you go to the doctor's office, they do a test based on the ultrasound. And they say the test is 90% accurate, that they can tell you just by looking at a picture of the thickness of skin around the baby's neck, I think it is. They can tell you with 90% accuracy if the fetus is carrying the gene for Down syndrome. This is independent of the amnio test, and there's no downside to the ultrasound. There's no risk of miscarriage associated with that. 90% accuracy if the fetus has Down syndrome. Ours didn't. Well then, if there's a 1 in 400 chance of having Down syndrome, but if you already took a test, which reported with 90% accuracy that you didn't have Down syndrome, aren't the risks now 1 in 4,000? I put it to my doctor, and he didn't quite grasp what I was getting at. I don't know, maybe there was a medical ethical thing that the only odds he could quote is that 1 in 400 number. But I pressed him a little bit. If you have 100 patients, if you're a doctor, and you do that ultrasound test, 10 of your patients will get an inaccurate test result. But those 10 still only have a 1 in 400 chance. So even the 10 people that got the inaccurate test result, the overwhelming odds are none of them will have a child that has Down syndrome or is carrying the genes for Down syndrome. Again, the doctor didn't understand. I said, okay, let's make the number bigger. Let's say 4,000 people walk into your office over the course of however long, a decade. How many of those 4,000 will have a fetus, if they're 35, how many of those 4,000, according to the odds, will have a fetus with the genes for Down syndrome? By statistics, it's 10 out of 4,000, right? Correct, okay. But if the test would have already told 9 of the 10 with accuracy that the fetus had Down syndrome, then that only means that 1 out of 4,000 people will be surprised after taking that 90% chance to find a baby that had Down syndrome. Well, again, he didn't really get that and he didn't want to engage in that. So I tried to, again, come up with a more tangible way of expressing it. And at this point, I'm trying to talk to my wife, and she's rolling her eyes with, because she's made her decision. And I more than stand by it. It is, of course, her decision, and it's logical. She says, look, if there's any chance, we should take the test. Fine, no problem. But let's say, and at this point, everyone's looking at me like, are you having a baby, or are you just wasting our time with statistics? But I said, okay, let's take this into Madison Square Garden. Let's say Madison Square Garden is filled with 20,000 pregnant moms-to-be. How many will have Down syndrome babies which the 90% test missed? The answer is 5, because it's 1 in 4,000. So there would be 5 women in Madison Square Garden who are pregnant with babies that would have Down syndrome, but right now don't know about it. All right, how many will have miscarriages because of the amniocentesis? That would be 100 if there's a 1 in 200 chance of having a miscarriage. So there's the risk. Let's look at this whole Madison Square Garden filled with pregnant mothers. Would you rather take the odds of being one of the 5 women who have a fetus that has the gene for Down syndrome and don't know it after the 90% test? Or would you rather be in the group of 100 women that are going to have miscarriages because of the amniocentesis? Here's the coda to the whole story. And we went ahead and everything's fine with our baby. Here's the coda. They just came out with new statistics that show that the risk of a miscarriage from amnio is not 1 in 200. That was overstating the risk massively. It's about this new test shows 1 in 1600. So with those odds, my wife was definitely correct. And anyway, peace of mind. You can't put a price tag or you can't put a percent value on that. Peace of mind being what it is. But the new statistics, which we found out about a week and a half after we got the amnio results, make it pretty clear that what I was engaging in with my doctor and my wife was really just a bit of intellectual tomfoolery. The baby's fine. The odds are what they are. And for Alt.NPR, I'm Mike Pesca on gambling.
Alt NPR.